the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Ain't too many things that you folks can't do.
Old tomatoes and homemade wine, and
yes,
boy can survive.
I don't have any good, I don't have any tomatoes right now. It'd be under 2 feet of snow. And don't have any liquor production going on here. But the, well, here we are. And I'm kind of, my feet aren't touching the ground because I just finished watching a Trump rally. And so I missed John's show just before this one. For the sake of that Trump rally, I apologize. And so let's look back at the Trump rally that was just concluded in Toledo, Ohio. That'll be the central theme of tonight's show. And your calls at 800-313-9443. And if you're wondering what the name of the show is, this is the Trump Phenomenon with the less than phenomenal Kelso as host. I'm James Kelso. The show is live, and I will make that plainly obvious throughout my spotty performance in live radio. So stick with us. I'll try to bring you something that you enjoy that's informative and encouraging to you as a patriot. And only patriots are allowed to listen to these shows. If you're not a patriot, get the hell out of here. Don't listen to this show. It'll hurt you. So, great rally in Toledo. Big crowd packed to the rafters. I was just watching the end of it. And as the president walked out, these audiences of patriots, they're patriots. They're just like you. They're such nice people. They don't rush the president. They're not jumping all over themselves to shake his hand. But as he walked out, he was just so close to one lady and two ladies. He was just right close to them. And so they just reached their hands out, and he clasped their hands and shook hands with them. And you could see these ladies practically faint. It was wonderful. And, lucky girls. So we'll listen to a little bit of this rally. I have it right here. I have the beautiful rendition of it, a tape of the whole show right here, the whole Trump speech. And it was, how long was it? It's an hour and a half, maybe longer. It's a big one. He just keeps getting better and better. So we'll listen to some of that, and then we'll track along with the news and the developments in the Trump phenomenon. And your calls, as I said, at 800-313-9443. And then we'll go over, let's go over here. Let me get Donald Trump's Twitter account up on the screen. Always got to have that. That is, if you're not paying attention to the Trump Twitter account, you're missing. And the, let's see, have I got it right here? Did I get the right one? I don't think I did, actually. Let me try again. I got Tucker Carlson's. Let's get Donald Trump's. Where is it? Come on. Real Donald Trump. That's the one we want. Here it is, right down here. There it is. With a picture of the president in front of one of these humongous crowds, just like the one I was just watching. And by the way, one of the first things you notice at the top of the Trump Twitter account now. Since I was watching earlier today, it was 70.4 million followers. It's 70.5 million tonight. It's growing fast. Remarkable. You think, well, you know, it can't get bigger. Yeah, apparently it can. And here's what he tweets. Oh, come on. Mr. President, don't do this to us. He tweeted this 47 seconds ago. Come on. That's 47. You know, one of these nights we're going to get a record and it's going to say 1 second or zero. 47 seconds ago, and I haven't read it, of course. I just was busy getting connected to you out there in radio land. Let's see what he has to say. Here's a picture, I think, of himself at this rally. And here's what he says. Under my administration, we will never, all caps never, make excuses for America's enemies. We will never hesitate in defending American lives. And we will never stop working to defeat radical Islamic terrorism. I'm liking that. I'm liking that a lot. And by the way, you know, Chimney, the pathetic. Well, you know, I'll tell you what. Have you heard of the thing called Stockholm Syndrome? Which Patty Hearst, apparently, she got that name going, really. When Patty Hearst was captured by the Symbionese Liberation Army, this SLA, I'm really dating myself. Some of you younger folks, what is he talking about? The SLA, Symbionese, what is that? Patty Hearst, who is that? That's the daughter of William Randolph Hearst. Absolutely wealthy, wealthy family. She was kidnapped by the Symbionese Liberation Army, and she went over to there. She was psychologically, she was so damaged by these, this. I wonder if it was the, were they black Muslims? I don't know. But the, I've forgotten. But she was so terrified by these people that she went over psychologically. She snapped and she became a sympathizer. Or at least she thought she was. In other words, the human brain is frail enough that if you're terrorized, your brain can snap. So she broke. And then she walked into a bank with these Symbionese Liberation Army radicals with a like a Tommy gun in her hand and helping them to rob a bank. Whoa. And so that's been named Stockholm Syndrome, where you, I think the Democrats have this. I think this explains a lot of what the Demon Rat Party does. Psychologically, these people think that they're terrified. There was one woman, let me try to remember her name, an actress, Roseanne, somebody help me, an actress who sent out a tweet saying, we apologize to you in Iran. We are a racist nation. We are a terrorist nation. We apologize to you. And then the most revealing sentence was the last one. I think her name was Jackson. I'm not sure. But she said, please don't kill us. This was a tweet directed to all Iranians in the nation of Iran. Please don't kill us. I think these demon rats have decided somewhere they've snapped, somewhere in their soul, in their mind, and they think the future belongs to La Raza and Mecha and, you know, the Symbionese Liberation Army and AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. And so they're afraid. They're apologizing for being white, like Patty Hearst. And they're out there carrying a Tommy gun for the radicals, for the commies, trying to kiss their butts and score points because they're afraid. And I like to see that Donald Trump doesn't have Stockholm Syndrome, does he? He says, we will never make excuses for America's enemies. That's a real man. And those ladies whose hands he was shaking there at the rally, those are real women. That's what the Patriot cause is made of. So 47 seconds ago, let me update my page here and see if it's like maybe a minute and a half now. That was tweeted to us 2 minutes ago. But he's changed his picture. He's now got a picture of this rally he just came out of. He updated the picture with a sea of people. This is all too beautiful. Oh, no, it's a new tweet. A new tweet 2 minutes ago. Mr. President, you're wearing us out. Slow down. He says, after years of rebuilding other, all caps, other nations, we are finally rebuilding, all caps, our nation. We are finally putting America first. Keep America great in 2020. Ah, you know, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And of course, you know, you say, well, wait a minute. What's new about that, Kelso? The president has said that other times before. I want something new. Well, actually, folks, the fact that the president repeats himself and reemphasizes, like a great teacher, he is going to go over the lesson on the board until the students get it. He's not going to rush into new stuff, leave the students behind. No, he's going to take the class with him and make sure that we all have the lesson down. So remember, remember in element. Well, if you went to school back when schools were schools, do you remember how you learned handwriting? You're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you in a minute if you're older. I'll tell you now. Are you ready for this? All of you older people, you younger people, you're not going to believe this either. All of us older people, we have great handwriting. We all know how to write cursive writing. All of us, every one of us. Because every one of us in elementary school, we went over and over and over our letters, capitals and lowercase, very carefully. Like, do you remember we used to write on an old cheap paper, that newsprint garbage paper that we had in school? And our class size, I'm a baby boomer, my average class was in elementary school, folks, was 40 kids. And there were no teacher's assistants. We didn't know what that was. We never heard of a teacher's assistant. You had a teacher, and you had 40 kids, and even more. The desks were out to the side of the room and all the way to the back wall. And we wrote on cheap paper. We didn't have any fancy school supplies, but you would write a whole page of A, getting it right every time. And then a whole page of B, or several lines of B, C. And the teacher would come by and check it and make sure you got it right. Are you ready for this? Boys and girls, oldsters and youngsters, they don't even teach cursive writing in school anymore. They don't even teach handwriting in our non-school schools. And thank God I got my son out of the public schools and am homeschooling. He would graduate from high school not knowing how to handwrite. Are you kidding? He couldn't read the Constitution in the original. He'd have to look at a text version on his cell phone. That's not going to happen. They don't even teach cursive. By the way, I heard this. I heard an educator, a scholar on the subject of education on a TV show on Fox yesterday. Guess where our 15-year-old, no. Our 15-year-old. So I was telling this to my 14-year-old. Guess where our 15-year-olds are academically in relation to Chinese students? Just take your guess. Yeah, some of you want to say, you can guess how many years difference is there, or are we on a par? 4 years behind Chinese students. Folks, 11-year-old Chinese have mastered what our 15-year-olds are studying in school. And then the question was asked of the scholar with the guts to research this truthfully. Well, how did the Americans catch up? And she said, quite simply, they don't. Oh, my gosh. Oh, folks. Anyway, how did I get off on that topic? Let's go back into the tweets here. Oh, he tweeted again 12 minutes ago. He says, thank you, Toledo, Ohio, with a complete tape of his speech. It's all there. And then earlier today, 3 hours ago, heading to Toledo for first rally of the year. tremendous crowd. Here we go for a big 2020 win. And let's see. He tweets also today. He says, here's a surprising one. Here's a surprising one. this one catches me by surprise. He retweets, believe it or not, John Bolton. Is it, I'm going to look at the picture. Is it the same John Bolton? Yes, it is. And he comments about John Bolton's tweet, which is posted under the name Ambassador John Bolton 14 hours ago. The president says, smart analysis. I fully agree. Now, that's an interesting art of the deal tweet by the president. You know, he let John Bolton go. So there might be a little hard feelings there maybe on the part of John Bolton. But the president sends him a compliment. Nice, nice touch. And what John Bolton said was, the 1973 War Powers Resolution is unconstitutional. It reflects a fundamental misunderstanding of how the Constitution allocated foreign affairs authority between the president and Congress. The resolution should be repealed. Okay. Very good. Very good. But he caught me by surprise there. The president never ceases to surprise, except on his promises. He only surprises by outperforming. But even we're not surprised by that now either. We used to think it's impossible. What you're saying you can do, Mr. President, it's impossible. Now we expect the impossible. The president tweets today. He retweets a gentleman named Alan Sutton. And I'm unfamiliar with Alan Sutton. Who says, and this is a black guy, who says, President Donald Trump has achieved more in the first 3 years of his presidency than anyone ever. And he has done so while being subjected to the most monstrous, ferocious, and diabolical opposition attack against any president. I love these adjectives by Alan Sutton. Yes, monstrous, ferocious, diabolical. Yeah, demon rats. Thus, Alan Sutton is a man after my heart. He says, thus, he is the greatest president of all time. Hear, hear, Mr. Sutton. And the president says, thank you, simply in response to that. Now, where does he find these tweets that he retweets? And it sounds like I'm a little bit hoarse. I'm not hoarse. I'm just excited. Oh, my gosh. Did the stock market, I don't know. Did it top 29,000 today? I don't know. Or will it be tomorrow that it does it? I mean, unreal. And then here's the president's comment. Stock market at all-time high. How's your 401k doing? He asks you out there. Yes, you. He says 70% up, 80%, 90% up, only 50% up. What are you doing wrong? Oh, nice touch. And then this is something he talked about tonight in his speech, and we'll go to the president himself so you can hear him saying things like this. He says, breaking news. And remember, he's our best newsman, as well as our greatest president. He's the greatest American newsman of all time. And I say that unreservedly. He is our greatest newsman, surpassing all others. It is he who brings us the news and facts and truth through his news network, which is called Twitter. And I guess he's on Facebook. Is he on Facebook too? I don't know. I never even look at Facebook. But I just rely on this Twitter. It's all I need. The president reaches me with images, with text, with quotes. He introduces me to new people like Alan Sutton. He's the greatest journalist, newsman who has ever lived. And he's reaching more people than any other newsman. And he has the peculiar distinction as a newsman of being the news. My God. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to
Let's
care.
Let's jump right into the president's speech today in Toledo. And pardon me, Merle. And listen to the spirit at the end here. I didn't realize this, the first rally of 2020. And listen to how he recites a hall of heroes. Where does he find his heroes? Oh, well, listen to the people he selects. People like Wilbur and Orville Wright, Annie Oakley, Neil Armstrong, Thomas Edison. These are the real patriots. Listen.
Ohio is where the Wright brothers invented the airplane and where Annie Oakley got her gun. Ohio is the state that gave us American legends and American heroes like Thomas Edison, Neil Armstrong, and the great John Glenn. Ohio is the place where strong American workers mine coal, work the railroads, and forge the steel that made America into the greatest and most powerful nation in the history of the world. And we are making it greater than ever before. Proud citizens like you help build this country, and together we are taking back our country. We are returning power to you, the American people. With your help, your devotion, and your drive, we are going to keep on working, we are going to keep on fighting, and we are going to keep on winning, winning, winning.
Now, folks, pardon me for interrupting that. This goes back to what I said earlier. What are these, bromides? No. This is what every one of us needs to hear deep, deep down in our souls. We needed this man to say these, albeit obvious, but forgotten, forbidden things. This is what he is transforming us as a people.
We are one movement, one people.
Now, notice that. He does this over and over again. We are one movement. He leads with that. That is his great achievement. He is right here, right there, right now, creating this movement, which we have sorely lacked. He's building it. One movement, then one people. Wow, movement ahead of people. That's amazing.
One family and one glorious nation under God. America is thriving like never before. And ladies and gentlemen of Ohio, the best is yet to come.
Giving us what? Hope.
Because together, we will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Toledo. Thank you.
The crowd just goes berserk. And that was the end of the rally. And I'll tell you, we need to hear that. We need to hear it in person. We need to hear it, and we'll be hearing it again and again. He inserted "Make America Proud Again." To me, that's a little bit new in the list of strong and safe and prosperous, proud. That's a nice thing to insert in there. Let's see. Let me find another goodie for you here. Let's go back to his Twitter account. Maybe he's tweeting away while I'm blabbering away. He probably is. Let's see what he's doing here. Yes, new tweets. While I was blabbing, he says in a tweet 11 minutes ago, Democrats. Now, folks, how is he doing this? He is, I'm guessing, okay, he has to get from this arena, probably the biggest in Toledo. He gets from this packed arena to Air Force One, which must be somewhere at some pretty darn big air base, probably. And he has to get there in the tank, what they call his armored car, or maybe Marine One flies him. I don't know how this happens. I've seen him several times at rallies. I've seen him exiting the arena. I saw him in Fargo coming out of the arena in his tank, in his convoy, at, you know, the presidential car, and he drove right by me. And I'm waving with my kids, and we're waving to him. And, you know, we were the only thing by the side of the road, so he must have seen us if he was on our side of the car or even on the other side. But anyway, it's kind of narrow in that car of his. If you look at pictures of it, it's so armored that there's not a lot of room inside the car. Like two people. It's like it's kind of two people wide in there, the way it looks to me anyway. I haven't been in there. So he tweets here. My question is this. Where is he tweeting from? Air Force One? Marine One? The tank? Isn't he worn out from that speech? No, he's tweeting away. Now here's what he says 11 minutes ago. Democrats are now the party of high taxes, high crime, open borders, late-term abortion, socialism, and blatant corruption. The Republican Party is the party of the American worker, the American family, and the American dream. Wow. Hey, we're going to take a little break here. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
And everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
We The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
TalkRite, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRite makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRite today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Step through on a wooden cross, blackbird in the barn. 400 empty acres that used to be my farm.
Oh, you're probably listening here as I was goofing around with my sound. Sorry, I was supposed to have that muted. But I was actually going through the president's, trying to find a spot in the audio here for you. I apologize. I don't know. But here it is. Here's the spot I found. This is choice. This is wonderful. Today, just concluded a little while before the show, Donald Trump in Toledo, Ohio. Listen to what he has to say. It is magnificent.
The contract, but we won our big case. Just, I woke up. They said, sir, we have good news. They overturned a horrible decision from the lower court. You can now fund the rest of the wall. I said, thank you very much.
Victory in the Fifth Circuit today.
Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. But they want to have open borders. They want to have sanctuary cities. The radical Democrats have never been more extreme than they are right now. They are stone cold crazy.
Wow. Stone cold crazy. You've never heard a major American figure say that. I don't care who it is, president, senator, movie star, author. who's a major, no one's as major as Donald Trump, the top guy, the most famous guy, number one, stone cold crazy. Listen, he expands.
You know, it's interesting, as I'm saying this stuff, you know, they want crime, they want chaos. I'm saying all this stuff, and then I say,
by the way, do you think that's on the teleprompter? No way! This is the most brilliant, extemporaneous speaker who ever lived.
Gee, now I sort of understand why they hate me, right? But it's true, it's true. Their policies are a disaster. They're bad politicians. And they have horrible policies, but what they do, they stick together and they're vicious. They're vicious, horrible people. I didn't used to say that.
They're vicious, horrible people. I didn't used to say that. Yes, as time goes on, Donald Trump just gets better. I call them demon rats. I'm just taking my cue from the president. They are vicious, horrible people. Demon rats.
They're horrible people. What they do to people is a disgrace, but they stick together. Now, the Republicans, thank you very much. The Republicans, my man, the Republicans, we were 196 to nothing in the House, and I have a feeling the Senate's going to be great also. 196 to nothing.
And it's going to be great unless Mitt Romney gets his, you know, Mitt Romney gets up on his horse. Come on, Mitt. That's a direct challenge to you. Are you going to vote with the Patriots, Mitt? Or are you going to vote with the demon rats again?
We took in three Democrats. And Congressman Van Drew left their party and joined our party. So we've done things that nobody's ever done before. But the Democrats are taking their cues from socialists, Bernie Sanders and that group.
Boo, big boo.
Omar, AOC. Tlaib, isn't she a nice woman? Tlaib. Boy, what a group. But they're the leaders of the party. They're really, in my opinion, the leaders. That's what happened. That's how they got into this impeachment hoax. The leaders of the party. Are this AOC, Tlaib, and Omar. And Pelosi meets them and she shakes and quivers and she's very...
Isn't that beautiful? You know, I don't know how long, I didn't time this one. It's an hour and a half, give or take, and maybe more than an hour and a half. Folks, if you've ever... When's the last time you gave a 90-minute speech in front of, I don't know what this crowd is, 10, 20,000 people? Roaring? All by yourself at the podium? It's amazing what this man does. And look at what he's been through in the last 72 hours. The catastrophes in Tehran, the Tehran dictators shooting down their own commercial airplane, 176 people incinerated. What a horrible death. Thank you. Thank you for giving them anti-aircraft missiles. Russia, big mistake. And they're not part of Western civilization. They're not part of the civilized world. That's why they can't operate stuff built by highly technical civilized people in Russia. Shoot down... And get this, talk about the third world. Wait a minute, you're telling me they had their airport open for business during, as at the same time that they're launching ballistic missiles at American bases and they're running commercial flights at the same time out of Tehran? Is this nuts? One woman that was in that plane and, you know, must have died with all the rest, apparently texted or phoned her relative saying, I'm not feeling too good about us taking off right now. Even a passenger could get it. Wait a minute. We can sit on the ground and wait to see what's going to happen here. But the president, In the last seven, whatever, how long has this been? It's been only a matter of days. A high-level meeting with Gina Haspel, who's running the CIA for him. And she briefs him, we've got this guy. We've got him. This most murderous, most evil, vile, horrible terrorist that these Democrats are saluting as a poet. They've kind of backed off from that because that wasn't working very well. Nobody was buying that BS. But she said, we've got this brief opportunity. We can grease this guy who needs to be zapped. And the president does it. Brilliant. And the Iranians, for the first time, only the second time since 1979, they actually get thrown back on their heels and are intimidated. In other words, peace through strength. The other time they were intimidated was by Ronald Reagan. They released their hostages from the U.S. Embassy, I think 1 minute after Ronald Reagan took the oath of office. And, you know, Donald Trump is Ronald Reagan on steroids, way beyond Ronald Reagan. Let's see here. Let me look at some of the other notes I took in the speech here. We're going to run out of time, and I don't think I have any callers right now. Let me look. I don't see any. No, I don't see any. I hope some of you got to hear this president's speech. You can always watch these things in reruns or archives, and the president puts up an archive within his own Twitter account. You can go hear his speeches pretty much in his own Twitter account. And the let's see, what are some of the things he said here? He says at the beginning of his speech, at stake is the survival of the nation your ancestors worked hard, fought, and died for. At stake. Remember that quote from July 9, 2017 when he said in Warsaw, in Krasinski Square, in I think his most brilliant speech, but that's hard to, well, geez, which one's the most brilliant? He said, the question is, do we have the will to defend Western civilization? Well, here he's saying it again. At stake is the survival of the nation your ancestors worked, fought, and died for. That's politically incorrect to say that, folks, because your ancestors were evil racists. They were sexists. They were Islamophobes. They were xenophobes. You can't. And then he talks about, well, no national political figure has talked this way. Now, oh, the very next sentence, he says this. I wish I had it, please. You could hear the president say instead of me. He says, let me go to the beginning and see if I can find, just out of sheer luck, let's see if we find it at the beginning of his speech. I'm not going to be this lucky, but let me go toward the beginning here and just see what we get here towards the beginning. Oh, here's Mike Pence introducing him. Here comes the president. Let's just see what he says here. I don't know, 10 minutes into his speech. Let's hear it.
Better. But weeks ago, I signed the largest ever investment in the United States military, $738 billion.
And that's paying off now. Those investments of 3 years are paying off. Let me drop it in a little few minutes later. Let's just see if I get lucky, and then I'll read it to you if I can't find it. Listen, they're going wild. Okay, they've got a protester or two up in the gallery, up in the bleachers, and the crowd is yelling, roaring, laughing, smiling, gesturing. Listen to them. Listen, you heard the volume explosion. I didn't change the volume. They're waiting for security to remove these people. God's going berserk. They're loving it. When you finally go to a Trump rally, just pray that you have a protester in there so you can enjoy this. It's so wonderful to see them haul somebody out. The president is so happy. And so is the crowd. And everybody, by the way, here's some something that's changed. By now, everybody's got a Trump hat, a Trump shirt, a Trump hat and a Trump shirt. Everybody.
That's okay. Thank God. They go home to mommy. Going home to mommy.
Okay. Going home to mommy. Okay, let me try. I'll move one more attempt here. Let's see if I can get it. And then I'll just read it to you.
Exactly the opposite of Benghazi, where they got there so late. All they saw when they got there days later were burning embers from days before.
Yeah, Benghazi, Hillary, Secretary of State, and our murdered embassy personnel there and our brave special operations people. But here's what he said. He said, toward the beginning of the speech, after he said, at stake is the survival of the nation your ancestors worked, fought, and died for. Then he said this. You can have a country that goes to hell very, very fast. I assure you, that was extemporaneous. You can have a country that goes to hell very, very fast. What's he talking about? Are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? With no kind of place for the flag or the Liberty Bell. That's what he's talking about. And the crowd was, you could hear a pin drop when he said that. And he says, and then he said in a sentence after that, he said, I have seen that disgusting Washington swamp. And he had other adjectives in there I didn't have time to write down. But and the way he said it, that's why I wanted you to hear it. Disgusting. He's called it, these are horrible people. Disgusting people. Vile. He's used wonderful words to express. No one's stone cold crazy. Horrible people. That was at the beginning of the speech. Well, so there you go. Some of the gems from this speech. Let me go back to the president's Twitter account and see if he's got another tweet in the last. Oh my gosh, where is he? He's got to be up in the air somewhere. Nope, nothing since that last one we read to you. And I don't even know. I haven't even been through his day's tweets because it takes an hour to get through one of his day's tweets. Well, now what do we got coming up? Well, here we are. We're on Thursday. Tomorrow is the 10th, Friday. I don't know of any big event that happens tomorrow. The demon rats are embarrassing themselves. No end. Oh, Joe Biden on the campaign trail in Iowa. Oh, it's wonderful. He said today in Iowa, he's saying we need more immigrantes. We don't have enough. I want to let as many in as possible. I mean, Joe, we love you, Joe. We hope you get the nomination. You are a continuous train wreck. And all the rest of them, it's down to, by the way, correct me if I'm wrong, audience. Only five have qualified for the demon rat debate. And tomorrow is the deadline to qualify for the January 14th debate next week. That would be the 10th, 11th, 12th, Tuesday. Boy, are we going to have fun in that. The five that have qualified, I couldn't remember one yesterday. It was Amy Klobuchar, kind of a forgettable person and a name. Senator from I can look into Minnesota from where I'm sitting right now, across the Red River. Amy Klobuchar. Then the other four are Pocahontas Elizabeth Warren, Crazy Joe, Happy Hands Biden, Bernie Communist Party USA Sanders, and who did I leave out? Let's see, Warren. Buttigieg. Oh, God. Save the most ridiculous for last. Buttigieg. And he's leading in Iowa. This is too, it's all too beautiful. Pinch me. Somebody wake me up. Tell me this is actually really happening. That a crazy guy from Bendover, Indiana, I don't mean to cast aspersions on the great people of South Bend, but how the hell did you elect Buttigieg as your mayor? Oh, and he's a former mayor, I guess. So he's not even a mayor. He's a former mayor. And he's an idiot. But he's leading in Iowa. oh, this is wonderful. And it's sort of looking like this is all they've got. You know, I don't think the Hillary option is going to materialize, or the Michelle option. I don't think anything's, I don't think they're going to pull anything out of their, out of a hat or out of their ass. I don't think they're going to do that. I'm sorry, Mayor Buttigieg. I think this is it. This is the five they've got. They're so pathetic. I mean, if we lose, even with the demographic decline of the last 4 years, if we lose to that clown car, 2020, we need to do a real reality check with ourselves. Hey, this was fun. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. We'll see you again tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. Oh, wait, don't go away. Come back. We got one more segment. We'll see you in a minute.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sorry to tell you we were over. We're back. I got a couple minutes. I found a great one here. Just a little bit more about this great just concluded rally. Listen to this. This was a moment. I wish I had this audio to play for you. But here, I'll read the Breitbart account. President Trump calls Nancy Pelosi. He says she's not operating with a full deck. President Donald Trump defended his decision to eliminate known terrorist and Iran's Quds Force commander Qasem Soleimani without first getting permission from Congress. He says, blah, blah, blah. I'll go down here. The president accused the Democrats of standing up to defend Iran instead of supporting Trump's decision to take out Soleimani. He says, we're having people like Nancy Pelosi. That's a real genius. Can you believe that one? He asked, nervous Nancy. He called House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff little pencil neck. Get this, 9 inches. He has the smallest shirt collar you can get, and it's loose. Trump added as the crowd roared with laughter. He added, Schiff is a big leaker. He leaks to crazy CNN. Trump said he could not trust Democrats with information about possible airstrikes against terrorists. Imitating congressional Democrats, Trump said, you should come in and tell us so we can call up the fake news that's back there and we can leak it. The crowd cheered wildly and chanted, CNN sucks! CNN sucks! There's a lot of corruption back there, folks, as he points back at the news media. Very good. That's a nice little note to end on. I missed that. I'll go back and listen if I can. You can't keep up with Donald Trump. But tomorrow's the deadline for these people. They've only got 5 of them that are qualified for the debate. This is going to be so wild, folks. And they're really tearing at each other now. And they're afraid of each other. Dianne Feinstein yesterday said that Pelosi ought to release the impeachment articles and let them out of her purse. I love that. She didn't say purse. I don't know who said that. It was Matt Gaetz, I think. But she reversed herself today. She said, no, I support Nancy. And so they're terrified. Groupthink. They're a mob. And there's no independence or rationality. They are, as the president said, and we'll end the tonight show with this thought. He said the Democrats, that we like to call the demon rats, are stone cold crazy. And they are. Stone cold crazy. I love it. Things are shaping up. It's going to be a wonderful year, folks. We'll meet up again tomorrow here in the Trump Clubhouse. And there are bound to be more great developments. The president is just charging. So we've got a big week coming up. The impeachment thing is something's going to have to happen. And then you've got the demon rat debate. You got Trump next week in Milwaukee. And then after Milwaukee, he's going over to Wildwood, New Jersey, down there in the south tip of New Jersey, Cape May. So all you lucky folks out there in Wisconsin or nearby in Illinois, get to that Trump rally. And all you lucky folks near Cape May, New Jersey. And I by near, I mean anybody within 100 miles, you have no excuse not going to Trump rally. It's such an elevated experience. Well, and please take your kids with you. The kids love it. We'll be back tomorrow night. Thank you very much. Keep up the support for RBN folks here. And hello out there to all you TalkStream Livers out there. We love you. See you tomorrow night.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.